This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've said repeatedly you don't believe the intelligence community's analysis that the Russians were involved.
You take a look. They're not sure. They're fighting among themselves. They're not sure.
But the question is, these are the folks you're going to have to rely on.
Sure.
To know what's going on in the world.
Of course, they've made changes, you know, at the top. I mean, we're going to have different people coming in because we have our people, they have their people, and I have great respect for them. But if you read the stories, the various stories, there's disputing. I mean, they're disputing, and certain groups don't necessarily agree. Personally, it could be Russia. I don't really think it is, but who knows? I don't know either. They don't know, and I don't know.
I just want to ask you about your skepticism about the intelligence community. You are getting the presidential daily brief.
Yes.
Only once a week.
Well, I get it when I need it.
But is there some skepticism?
First of all, these are very good people that are giving me the briefings. And I say, if something should change from this point, immediately call me. I'm available on 1 minute's notice. I don't have to be told, you know, I'm like a smart person. I don't have to be told the same thing and the same words every single day for the next 8 years. Could be 8 years, but 8 years. I don't need that. But I do say, if something should change, let us know. Now, in the meantime, my generals are great, are being briefed, and Mike Pence is being briefed, who is, by the way, one of my very good decisions. He's terrific. And they're being briefed, and I'm being briefed also. But if they're going to come in and tell me the exact same thing that they told me, that, you know, it doesn't change necessarily. Now, there'll be times where it might change. I mean, there'll be some very fluid situations. I'll be there not every day, but more than that. But I don't need to be told, Chris, the same thing every day, every morning, same words. Sir, nothing has changed. Let's go over it again. I don't need that.
President Obama just ordered a full review.
Because of who's going to be in it.
You know, Harold, there are a lot of people that said Reagan was more detached than many Americans would think. But the difference with Reagan is he had James Baker, and he had a group of people around him. If something had happened, let's say, over the weekend in the December of 1980, where Ronald Reagan had said something or confronted the CIA, it would have been cleaned up 4 hours later by James Baker calling members of the press and leaking and then putting out a clarifying statement. There's just not that infrastructure here. There's Donald.
It's emerging, and we don't know.
No, I'm saying, though, there's Donald Trump, and there's nobody that's
not president
in
yet.
The James Baker role to clean. Yeah, not president.
I think I understand what Jeremy's saying, and we may differ, not differ. But Mika said at the beginning of the show, her father and brother overseas this weekend commenting on Tillerson in Russia. Those are the norms in politics. You have made men, the grandfathers and the godfathers of the party and a foreign policy making those comments. We forget the core substance here. There's a question of whether or not a foreign nation interfered in our election systems.
Right.
Our election system is sacrosanct. It's indispensable to whom we are. Regardless of your party, you should want an investigation to get to the bottom of it. And for the president to dismiss it, combined with saying, I'll take presidential briefings if and when they believe something has changed, that's like a coach saying, call me when there's a big play in the game, and I'll come out of the box.
So
you watch a game. The smart ones are able to watch a game and understand the rhythm of a game to make changes. The president has to have briefings. And I understand what you're saying, Jeremy. We may see a change before us. But I hope the change is back, because the country elected him to be a full-time day-to-day president, not when he thinks it's appropriate to be president.
So we did this during the campaign, and I know we got to go to break. But let's see here today, Monday, December 12th, 2016. I can tell you that Monday, December 12th, 2018, there will still be investigations on Russia. This is not going away.
Yes.
This is what they're trying to avoid.
They
don't want it to spiral out into a political...
But by attacking the CIA and by claiming that nothing happened and by claiming that it's a dude in Jersey... Listening to Bon Jovi and his on his Walkman.
Who may or may not be 400
pounds. That's all reflexive.
But what I'm saying is, all that does
is it make sure that this is around for two more years. Republicans and Democrats alike need to get to the bottom of it. They need to get to the bottom of it now. And any Republican that's standing in the way of this investigation is doing a disservice not only to their party, but to their country.
Amen.
It's not going away, and there's nothing that Donald Trump or Mitch McConnell or any Republican can do about it.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. Always good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day as we continue to talk about those things that matter, that will get our country back on track, that will wise us up as to, you know, what is happening in this country. I think we've gone a long way, but do not think for the moment that our job is over. It is just beginning. And by that, I mean to include not only our involvement. Again, I remind you, this is a government of, for, and by we the people, by its mere definition. And I say mere, it requires our participation. We cannot disengage. Because we disengaged, look at what we've gone through for the last 8 years. Is that what you want? But you want a different definition? You want the Republican version of what went on in the last 8 years? If we don't hold them honest and we don't keep them accountable for the vote and the trust that we gave them, then this is what's going to happen. Because the lull, the power of the elite leadership and what they've been able to do in this country is so overwhelming that it's almost like the law of gravity. They cannot help themselves. They're going to do everything they can, even though Donald Trump is making some positive moves in, you know, like number one, just saying, look at K Street's going to have a minimal amount of influence. He wants to say no, but that's impossible. They're going to have some influence, no doubt. But can it be managed and not fully expressed, you know, as it was in this last administration when Barack Obama, you know, clearly said he would not allow any consultant, any K Street policymaker and influencer peddler to come into his administration. No sooner did he say that, the, you know, they were given the passkey and everything along with that. Well, Tom Harris is with us right now. He is a climate change expert, executive director of the International Climate Science Coalition. Tom, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Oh, pretty good. It's great to hear that you're going to hold his feet to the fire because that's critical.
Well, we have to. It's not just me, Tom. It's all of us. I mean, we're all in this together. And that's, I think, is the big lesson that we have learned in this last 8 years, if not even the previous decade, is that you cannot allow the vote, you know, the ruling elite to have their way. This is not a government of, for, and by the ruling elite. And that's what it's become. And this is why we have the mess that we have, I think, in large part.
Oh, yeah. And in fact, it's interesting because Canada provided a perfect example of what you should be afraid of with Trump, and that is that he changes his side on important issues like climate change. When Harper was campaigning, actually in Canada, he was against the climate scare. He's a conservative. He'd been a conservative for his whole life. In fact, in a fundraising letter, he said that the UN climate process was, quote, a socialist scheme to suck money out of wealth-producing nations. And yet when he came into power, he was pressured so much by the media and green activists, people on our side, that said, oh, we don't have to push him. He's on our side. Well, he changed sides, and he ended up wasting billions of dollars, and he continued the climate scare.
Yeah, and so here, as you write, the United Nations is absolutely frantic. You know, we've got President Obama that has been pro this climate science and has been complicit with them. And, you know, and they see what's going on, you know, and with Trump who comes in and much like you said, what happened in Canada, saying that, you know, he has his doubts and, you know, he is not on the side of environmentalists and those that want to promote, you know, this, this religion, I would say.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's interesting because in his interview last week with the New York Times, he sort of pulled back on that. You know, he said, well, you know, we're going to think about it. And he was saying, I have an open mind. Well, he didn't have an open mind during the election about it. Yeah. It was very definitely an opinion that he would stop the climate scare. They would stop wasting money on it. Now he's telling them he has an open mind. So, you know, we better be careful because otherwise he's going to switch sides. Like, well, in fact, remember, he was a Democrat from 2001
exactly.
to 2008. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the Clinton Foundation list of donors between 100,000 and 250,000, Donald Trump is one of them. Mm-hmm. And the Clinton Foundation's first issue is climate change. So he used to be on the other side of the issue. We better be careful or he'll switch back.
Well, it always concerns me when somebody says an open mind. My old mentor used to say that people with an open mind eventually lose their mind. You know, he says their brains will fall out. You know, and so, you know, Tom, I agree. We need to keep the pressure on. There's other people, you know, I mean, other forces that think, you know, that are going to counter what Donald Trump, you know, is able to do. I mean, after all, I mean, he's a businessman. He knows about negotiating and he's going to try to negotiate some of this stuff. Whereas before, during, as we know, you know, during the primaries and also during his run for the presidency, he was very hard line and people
oh, yeah.
were okay. And now all of a sudden, if there's fluctuation on this, there's going to be a huge problem. And dare I say that it not only will be a huge problem for Donald Trump, but it will be for the Republican Party, because with them having both houses and the Oval Office and also now be able to control the Supreme Court, if they screw this up, Tom, this is going to be a mess for everybody here in this country, and this is
yeah.
going to allow the Democrats to revive themselves in the midst of their hysteria.
Oh, right. Well, you know, the very first thing we should expect Trump to do is not just pull out of the Paris Agreement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that unfortunately requires a 4-year waiting period. You have to give 3 years, have to wait 3 years from when it was came into force, which was November 4th, just passed,
mm-hmm.
and then the actual withdrawal only happens a year later. So if he went through the normal process to withdraw from the Paris Agreement, we would not see the withdrawal until the very end of his presidency, and that's really not good enough. You know, there's too much opportunity for change in that time period. So what he has to do is get out of the underlying document, which is called the Framework Convention on Climate Change, because it says very specifically in Article 28 of the Paris Agreement that any party that withdraws from the Framework Convention shall be considered as also having withdrawn from this agreement. So, and the interesting thing here is it has similar rules. You have to wait 3 years from the time the Framework Convention was ratified, became law, and then you have to wait a year. Well, the Framework Convention actually came into force in 1994, so the 3 years has already gone by. So, in fact, we can withdraw any time, with withdrawal taking effect 1 year later. So if Trump waits, you know, if the very first thing or one of the first things he does come inauguration day, right after that, if he says we're getting out of the Framework Convention on Climate Change, then 1 year later you're out of everything, including Paris.
Right. Well, would that be magnificent if that would be the case? I know it would turn some scientists' heads around, but again, we're trying to, you know, relevant to climate, the whole climate science issue, Tom. And I've had this conversation with people on both sides, and I say, look, help me with the facts. Give me the facts. Don't give me something like, you know, the president of the Sierra Club wanted to spout off, you know, in that committee meeting, in that Senate committee meeting, and just talking about how 97% of the scientists agree, and so because they agree, it is fact. And that statement is even false, but yet he wants to carry the day with a false statement.
Oh, yeah. And people have to look at the real data. Maximum temperature in California, 1913. Okay, people have to look at real data to see that, in fact, today's climate change is not unusual.
Well, our conversation with Tom Harris continues, Executive Director of the International Climate Science Coalition. He is a climate change expert. This is Bill Martinez. We're live, looking at 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
We the people.
When I used to live in San Diego, there was a family that adopted us for Christmas, and they brought us a whole bunch of presents, and they filled out our Christmas tree.
When I was a kid, I'd always wake my parents up at like 5 o'clock in the morning and go and open presents.
The first Christmas at home with my children, it's the first time I've been around a family environment in a long time, so they felt good to have it.
Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Okay. Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. All our past interviews are there, so if you only caught a portion of interviews, I want to hear the rest of it, you can go there, and that you can access and download it for your convenience and to share it with your other friends and neighbors so that they're well enlightened and informed, because that's what Bill Martinez Live is all about. We're here to bring the truth to you as best we know how. And let you decide. You're smart enough to figure it out. I've always maintained that if we were aware of the facts and had the facts guiding our decisions, how much better off would we be? I know Tom Harris would feel the same way. Tom is a climate change expert, executive director of the International Climate Science Coalition. Tom, I really cannot thank you enough for pursuing this on behalf of we the people, because there has been this narrative that has, gone out there, and it's more than a narrative. It has been a rather oppressively controlled, almost religious ideology to tell people that you have to think this way. If you don't think this way, then you're either an idiot or you should be subject to incarceration or being marginalized. I mean, we already have seen this on college campuses where professors are not allowed to play in the reindeer game, so to speak, because they've challenged this science. And some have just said, okay, well, I'm going to go along to get along. I'm not going to be too concerned about it. But the problem with them doing that is that today it's climate science. Tomorrow it's going to be their discipline of preference. And then what are they going to do?
Yeah, exactly. In fact, it's even worse than what you were saying, because we've had two of our scientists get death threats because of publishing papers or allowing papers to be published when they were editors of journals. One of the scientists actually withdrew completely from our group. He advises us in the background, but he said, never bring my name up again in public. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, Bill. We had a very simple statement, a one-sentence statement. We wanted to see how many scientists we could get to sign it. It was that, humans are not causing dangers to climate change. We don't see any evidence for it, as a result of our carbon dioxide emissions. So we created this thing, and in the space of 3 days, we got 130 experts sign it. But many, many more contact me and say, I agree, but man, I'm not going to put my name on that because of repercussions in my university. So, it has become a scary thing to oppose. And indeed, many people have lost their jobs. And as I say, a couple of our scientists have had death threats. But, Trump has a really good justification for withdrawing from Paris and the Framework Convention. We have to remember that in 1997, the U.S. Senate voted 95-0 against accepting agreements in which the developing world was not held to the similar standards as us. And, that was a Democratic resolution. It was led by the late Senator Robert Byrd, Democrat from West Virginia. And everybody knew that the Kyoto Protocol would not satisfy the Byrd-Hagel resolution, and that's what it was called, since the emission limits only applied to developed countries in the Kyoto Protocol. And, of course, that's why the Clinton administration never submitted Kyoto to the Senate for approval. But, yes. But you see, what most people don't understand is that the same applies to Paris. Because, once again, all these UN agreements are based on the Framework Convention. And here's one line in the Framework Convention that applies to all of them that makes you realize that it actually violates the Hagel resolution. Mm-hmm. It says, economic and social development and poverty eradication are the first and overriding priorities of the developing countries. So in other words, if you tell them you have to turn off your cheapest form of power, which is coal, because we want you to reduce greenhouse gases, they're going to say, go fly a kite. We're not going to do that. Our first priority is poverty alleviation and development. So what's going to happen is that, in fact, we're going to see the West restricting greenhouse gas emissions, and the biggest source of greenhouse gas emissions, namely China and India and the developing world, they're going to cite Article 4, which I just read, and they're going to say, no, we don't have to do it.
Well, why should they be deprived? I mean, America, just because America is there and now they've determined this, I mean, what are they? Are they in the back room kind of laughing at themselves going, okay,
They are. In fact, I don't know if you saw, but back in July, the president of the Philippines, who's not the greatest person to cite, but he's sometimes a little more candid than the rest of them. He said, you are trying to stymie our growth with an agreement. That's stupid. I will not honor that. That's exactly what he said.
Exactly.
And when they cornered the Chinese negotiator in the meetings in Peru, and they said, well, will you work to or change the framework convention so that it's balanced and fair to all countries, the Chinese negotiator, Su Wei, he said, no, he said the purpose of the Paris Agreement is to, quote, reinforce and enhance the Framework Convention, not redraft it. So they're not going to change, and we're going to be stuck with another Kyoto Protocol.
And stuck with these outlandish regulations that are basically self-imposed and so arrogant to think that somehow a small percentage of the world is going to have an incredible effect on riding the ship of this alleged boogeyman of climate change that they've created.
Oh, yeah. And a worse application of all of this is that you're turning off your cheapest form of power, and that is coal. I mean, Florida, for example, gets about almost a quarter of its electricity from coal. And yet coal is very cheap. I mean, you are the Saudi Arabia of coal, the United States. You have enough coal that if you burn it cleanly, you have enough clean, environmentally friendly. And I say that because I don't know if you've ever seen when they reclaim land, when they actually have an open pit mine. Oh, I was in Kentucky and I picked up this piece of coal I'm holding right now. Mm-hmm. And when they reclaim land, it's in better shape in many cases than it was originally. So yes, you have to take the effort to be environmentally conscious when you use coal, but it's ridiculous to turn it off to supposedly stop climate change sometime in the future, especially when the rest of the world is turning it on.
Well, you know, and Tom, the other thing, you know, to your point here, and this is where I say that, look, I'm not willing to throw the baby out with the bathwater, and I don't want to, turn all these green experts into, you know, some kind of scary boogeyman or whatever you want to turn them into that invalidates them. I would say that their contribution to climate science, there's been some valid stuff. There's been, you know, some good ideas that have been introduced. But when it becomes all about me and not about us, then that's where the problem and, you know, comes into play and where we cross over. Because I think that whether it's the coal industry or fracking or other issues in terms of developing energy here in the United States, I believe that, what I'm hearing is people have made some responsible moves here and have accommodated these ideas and still been able to deliver a quality product to we the people. Am I getting this wrong?
No, I think you're right. We do need to have a variety of energy sources and use each one where it best applies. If you're living in Oregon, for example, you use hydropower because, you know, you have so many waterfall sources up in the mountains, the same with Washington State. If you're in California, typically they're using a lot of nuclear, same thing here in Ontario. If you're living in a place that has a lot of easily available natural gas, of course you use that too. But similarly, there are places in Arizona where solar power makes a lot of sense. And wind power, assuming you're not, you know, in a bird lane or something, can make a lot of sense in the plains. But the trouble is, you know, what we're doing is we're basing climate policy, energy policy, on these very hypothetical models of future climate. And it's interesting because if people do a little Google search, they can find that John Christie from the University of Alabama at Huntsville, he gave testimony to the U.S. Congress on February 2nd, actually showing congressmen how the models compare with reality. He went back like 30 years and said, okay, here's what the models forecast. Here's what really happened. And they were totally different. He said the models are overcooking the Earth by about three times what's really happening. So his point was you don't base billion-dollar decisions on models that don't work. You know, it doesn't make any sense. So, yeah, we need people to continue researching this, of course. It's a very important thing because, I mean, someday we're going to head into the next ice age. We don't know when that'll be. It might be 1,000 years. It might be 100. But, yeah, being able to forecast future climate is very important.
Exactly. Climate change expert Tom Harris has been our guest, executive director of the International Climate Science Coalition. Tom, thank you so much for being with us. It's Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 after the top of the hour right now.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. Always good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day as we continue to talk about those things that matter, that will get our country back on track, that will wise us up as to, you know, what is happening in this country. I think we've gone a long way, but do not think for the moment that our job is over. It is just beginning. And by that, I mean to include not only our involvement. Again, I remind you, this is a government of, for, and by we the people, by its mere definition. And I say mere, it requires our participation. We cannot disengage. Because we disengaged, look at what we've gone through for the last 8 years. Is that what you want? But you want a different definition? You want the Republican version of what went on in the last 8 years? If we don't hold them honest and we don't keep them accountable for the vote and the trust that we gave them, then this is what's going to happen. Because the lull, the power of the elite leadership and what they've been able to do in this country is so overwhelming that it's almost like the law of gravity. They cannot help themselves. They're going to do everything they can, even though Donald Trump is making some positive moves. And, you know, like number one, just saying, look, at K Street's going to have a minimal amount of influence. He wants to say no, but that's impossible. They're going to have some influence, no doubt. But can it be managed and not fully expressed, you know, as it was in this last administration when Barack Obama, you know, clearly said he would not allow any consultant, any K Street policymaker and influencer peddler to come into his administration. No sooner did he say that, you know, they were given the passkey and everything along with that. Well, Tom Harris is with us right now. He is a climate change expert, executive director of the International Climate Science Coalition. Tom, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Oh, pretty good. It's great to hear that you're going to hold his feet to the fire because that's critical.
Well, we have to. It's not just me, Tom. It's all of us. I mean, we're all in this together. And that's, I think, is the big lesson that we have learned in this last 8 years, if not even the previous decade, is that you cannot allow the vote, you know, the ruling elite to have their way. This is not a government of, for, and by the ruling elite. And that's what it's become. And this is why we have the mess that we have, I think, in large part.
Oh, yeah. In fact, it's interesting because Canada provided a perfect example of what you should be afraid of with Trump, and that is that he changes his side on important issues like climate change. When Harper was campaigning, actually in Canada, he was against the climate scare. He's a conservative.
Bill Martinez Live. Hey! Hey,
Mr. Potter! Happy New Year to you! In jail! Go on home, they're waiting for you!
Why are you smiling like that?
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Make work your favorite. That's your favorite, okay?
Okay.
Work is your new favorite.
Fine.
Time for the announcement. Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
Santa here? I know him. I know him.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
If only we would be so excited about the real reason for the season. This is Bill Martinez Live, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Lee Strobel is with us. Gosh, Lee and I spoke years and years ago when he had first introduced his classic, The Case for Christ, which is his true life story. It is his testimony. And I guess this is what makes it so powerful, because in many ways, it was like the blind man who could see again, a real simple, irrefutable testimony, a very personal testimony that Lee then went out and told and shared with millions. He could not contain himself. I mean, there's just something about good news. It is infectious and has been rather encouraging. And Lee has been a one man evangelistic powerhouse, I might say, because people, you know, looking at his life and listening to what he had to say. I mean, we're talking a once avowed, committed atheist who had an encounter with Jesus Christ, and he's never been the same. Lee Strobel, good to be talking to you. It's been too many years since you and I have been on the radio together, so good to reconnect and talk about this forthcoming movie.
Well, thank you, Bill. Great to talk to you again. You're right, it has been too long.
Yeah, and so and along the way, of course, this year, congratulations for your recent release, The Case for Grace, which just won the 2016 Nonfiction Book of the Year from EPCA. You know, and so for, as I said, for the last 25 years, it has been your heart's love and work to share the truth, your truth that you experienced and the difference in your life, and people see what happened to Lee Strobel and say, hey, I want what Lee has.
Well, it has been a great adventure, and you're right. It was such a shock for me as a committed atheist, having spent 2 years of my life to investigate the historical evidence and the scientific evidence concerning Jesus and Christianity, to come to that conclusion that ultimately it's a faith that's based on solid historical grounding. Mm-hmm. And especially when you look at the resurrection of Jesus, which is really the linchpin of the faith and really the focus of this film that we're doing called The Case for Christ.
Mm-hmm. Well, in much the same way as Josh McDowell, who was an atheist, and he said, look, and you talk about the linchpin of the resurrection, he felt the same way. He said, look, if I can disprove the resurrection, if I can find a body and disprove that Jesus rose from the dead, then that really kills Christianity right where it lies, doesn't it?
That's exactly true. I mean, the Apostle Paul said, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what makes Christianity unusual among world religions is that it invites investigation. And as Paul said, you know, check it out. And if Jesus did not physically return from the dead in an actual event of history, then you are fully warranted in walking away from Christianity. So it puts that challenge out there. And as an atheist, as a journalist trained in law, I couldn't resist the fact that these are historical issues that can be checked out.
Right.
You know, did Jesus live? Did he die? Was he encountered afterwards? Those are historical questions that can be investigated. And so that's what I did for 2 years of my life after my wife, who was agnostic, came to faith. And I began to see positive changes in her character and her values. It really encouraged me to use my journalism training and legal training to investigate these questions.
Well, for those of you who don't know, Lee earned his Bachelor of Journalism from the University of Missouri, his Master's of Studies in Law at Yale Law School. He was an investigative reporter. I mean, this was, you know, his investigative work was renowned. It was quite noted. So, Lee, it's as if you were handpicked in much the same way the Apostle Paul was handpicked. You know, God knew from the background and the training and said, okay, for a time such as this, Lee Strobel is my man.
Well, I tell you, it has really launched an adventure in my life because it's given me the opportunity to talk to people about the historical data, the evidence that I find so compelling and so convincing. And as you say, not just me, but so many people, especially those trained in law. You know, you look at Sir Lionel Lutkew, who was the most successful defense attorney who ever lived, knighted twice by Queen Elizabeth, a member of the highest court of his land, and was a skeptic about the resurrection, spent years investigating it, and his conclusion was, he said, I say unequivocally that the evidence for the resurrection of Jesus Christ is so overwhelming that it compels acceptance by proof, which leaves absolutely no room for doubt.
Exactly.
So, you know, when you apply these legal standards and you begin to look at what is evidence, what constitutes reliable evidence, you really find a compelling, clear case for the resurrection of Jesus.
Exactly. Well, Lee, you know, as an atheist, most atheists say that, you know, to be, you know, to become a person of faith, it's as if you've got to check your brains in at the door and not have your brains come in with you. But as you pointed out earlier, whether it's Paul, God himself says, look at, hey, let's talk. Let's have the conversation.
Yeah.
You know, let's walk through this. I mean, there's nothing hidden up the sleeve here, is there?
This report is brought to you by Ragu Pasta Sauces. In January, the iconic Rose Parade will take its 128th procession down the streets of Pasadena. The Ragu brand will be celebrating the kickoff of its 80th anniversary in 2017 with a float in the parade entitled Simmered in Tradition, paying tribute to the brand's founders, farmers, sauce makers, and consumers who have made Ragu America's favorite pasta sauce. Aboard the one-of-a-kind float, spectators will find the Muller family. Their farm in Woodland, California has been cultivating the California-grown, vine-ripened tomatoes in Ragu for three generations.
We're honored to be part of the Ragu float in this year's parade, celebrating our family's contribution to these iconic pasta sauces. We're a family farm, so it's rewarding to be a part of something that brings families together over a delicious shared meal. We hope pasta lovers across America will be watching when we celebrate the Ragu brand's 80th anniversary at the Rose Parade on January 2nd.
Visit Ragu's Facebook page to learn more.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Thank you for loving and setting me free. Thank you for giving your life just for me.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez live.
How I thank you, Lord.
It's in the spirit of this Thanksgiving week. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. David Whalen is with us. He is a provost professor of English at Hillsdale College. Dr. Whalen, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Doing very well, thank you. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. I want to talk to you about what's happening on our college campuses. The majority of America looks at what's going on and going, we're paying all this money, and these kids are unwinding in front of us. They can't take tests. They're almost throwing themselves in the fetal position here. What is the future of America if this is our future that is crumbling over an election process? What's going on?
That's an excellent question. It is indeed a worrying spectacle. It's however, predictable. For a long, long time, higher education has been politicized. And when it is politicized in the way that it has been, such that students are taught to take a certain progressive political line, to demonize those who disagree with them, it results in their being turned into infants. It infantilizes
right.
students, and you get these kinds of hysterical responses, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and it's even extended and given place
you know, at the theater. Who would have thought? You go to get entertained, see a little bit of history. The vice president-elect shows up, and next thing you know, even the artists are freaking out, and they can't help themselves, and they have to, share their political opinion from the stage. But I thought the way Vice President-elect Mike Pence handled it was stellar.
That's right. It was mature, balanced, reasonable. He even appreciated the production, just shrugged off the rather offensive and personal nature of the implications, at least, in what they said to him.
Well, and I think this is the opportunity here, Dr. Whalen, that when somebody is offended, I mean, we can react in kind and get offended back, but then we miss the point. You know, can we listen? Can we hear the person's pain and concern, even though it may be ill-founded? But I think this is the opportunity that we have right now. If we're going to reverse what has been happening over these past decades, not only in the college campuses, but in the public square.
Good point. That's an excellent point. It's important not to simply turn around and become hysterical over college students being hysterical. The thing to do is to ask, how is it that a generation of young people are so ill-equipped to handle political reversals, at least as they see them? And what can we do in our institutions of higher learning to equip students to reason, to debate, to handle setbacks with a mature resolve rather than a collapse into, emotion.
Well, what I'm thinking of, and I know your heart's in the same way, Mr. Whalen, and that is, for these very souls and these young kids that have a future and a hope, and they're getting derailed, by this process, by the indoctrination of these professors that operate in the theoretical. At some point, practical has to collide with the theoretical. And we are in a country right now at a dramatic crossroads, and I think a golden opportunity at the same time, should Jesus tarry. Sometimes I look at what happened here in this country as almost what I refer to as a Nineveh moment, like what happened with the nation of Nineveh when the prophet went to them and said, look, this is the problem here in River City. And they responded. It started with the leadership. And they said, you're right. And they repented. And God gave them a 100-year reprieve. Whether or not we get a 100-year reprieve, God only knows. I'm not predicting dates here, but it just seems that we're in a potential pattern of history here, and we have a golden opportunity to respond to this in a dramatic way, and that is that you've got the very souls of God's creation at hand here. What is their future? What is their hope? And it's like we need to make up for this poor indoctrination that has taken place. For example, I was blessed enough, and I will say this, and some people, I think it wasn't much of a blessing, I had 2 years. I enjoyed 2 years in the Marine Corps, and even including a 12-week boot camp training. And I've got some drill instructors that could do a great job in helping these kids come a long way and be the men and women potentially that is there and counter this indoctrination that they've experienced that will not serve them well.
I think that's a couple of good points there. Everyone has noticed that we're at a kind of a crossroads nationally. And in fact, I think that contributes somewhat to the intensity of the response to the election. So this crossroads has a spiritual dimension.
Yes.
Not very many people are talking about that. But it is a moment when we can become more aware and more deeply appreciative of our own moral state and condition and what we need to become in order to be duly grateful for all the blessings we received.
And this is what, I believe it's all about. I mean, just what you want to do is get at the end of the road and have a shoulda, coulda, woulda moment, when it's all right there. God is true to his word. He's ever faithful. And, as someone shared with me the other day, it was Jonathan Kahn, the author of The Harbinger, when we were talking about God's peace. And he brought to mind, he says, in the Jewish culture, God's peace is an ever pursuing act of wholeness toward us. And I just really embraced that. That was so meaningful to me because God knows that we're defective as a result of this fallen world, and He who reigns here, that we deal with this, but yet God wishes His peace that's not of this world, and the peace that makes us whole again. And would we not want that for all His creation?
That's right. A slightly older fashioned way of making that point is St. Augustine's. He mm-hmm. describes peace not as the absence of conflict, but he calls it tranquillitas ordinis, the tranquility mm-hmm. of order.
Yes.
That is something that is certainly a gift from above.
Yes. Yeah, I had another friend. He would always talk about it in terms of that there's no loose ends. You know, I like that as well. That description is that, hey, it's all for a purpose, and here it is right now. Things are happening, and I believe of a spiritual consequence. This is a time for us to hit the pause button, as, you know, we read many times in the Old Testament. You see that little word says Selah, you know, and I always say right. It's a Selah moment. It's time to pause and really meditate. And I think here's where we are right now. And I am grateful for a vice president-elect who used sound judgment, had a Selah moment, and came back with wisdom in response to what, you know, was being said, you know, from the stage of this incredible historic event that's happening on Broadway. So I think it's, you know, though people are talking about it, I think it's good. And I think that, you know, they were concerned. They laid it out. And I think the vice president offered some good words of wisdom. And, you know, this is a thing that we need everybody's involvement in. It's not going to be all one way, but it's going to be a way in which, you know, I think we'll benefit, you know, benefit the majority of Americans here in this country.
Certainly, we need to approach differences with a sense of responsibility and a mature charity. And I think that's exactly what the vice president-elect did over the weekend.
Well, at Hillsdale College, we know that fundamentally you believe in the Word of God and also in our Constitution. This has been something that, you know, the university, the college has been promoting. And it is a time for us to get back to our roots. I mean, if we don't know what we're going to believe in, if we think that it is not definitive, it's still theoretical, and the facts are still being written, then we get ourselves in trouble. And I say we become unanchored from those established principles that have served us, you know, time and again, and served our fathers and our forefathers as well.
Right. That's right. The question with respect to the Constitution is, or at least it can be put very simply, is the Constitution just a procedure manual, which is something that I think progressives tend to think, or is it a set of procedures, sure, but wrapped around or contoured along the lines of our own God-given human nature. Mm-hmm. And if it's the latter, then we throw it away or ignore it at our very grave peril.
Exactly. Yeah, in much the same way you would throw away the law of gravity. Huh? Would you want to do that? Probably not more than once. I mean, I would hope not. I mean, if you keep falling off the building to say you're going to prove that it doesn't work, well, you might be part of a comedic parody or something, but and greatly bruised as a result.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, and I agree. This is, you know, part of this process as we continue the conversation. And Dr. David Whalen is with us. Dr. Whalen, thank you. I'm like you. I'm for these kids, and whatever it's going to take, you know, to help them out and make them better citizens of this country and the world and responsible parents and contributors to this great American experiment, I'm all for that.
Right, right. We certainly need to do better than we have done.
Amen. Well, hey, we have tomorrow, right? And tomorrow could be the start of it. Why not? Dr. David Whalen, Hillsdale College Provost, with us. Thank you so much, Dr. Whalen. This is Bill Martinez, a couple of minutes before the top of the hour right now.
My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August, who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.